Blog Talk Radio.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
It is Wednesday night. It is June 21st, 2017. This is the Great Zach Tate Show, broadcasting to you live from Facebook Live, from Periscope Live, from Blog Talk Radio Live, and also at www.thegreatzachtateshow.com. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in this week. Thank you for tuning in every week. If you're on Periscope, if you're on Facebook Live, invite a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend. We got an interesting topic, and the Great Zach Tate Show is on. Once again, it is Wednesday night. It is 7 o'clock, time to break up the monotony of your week and give you something to think about and talk about until next week when we tune in. So, without further ado, as we always do when we start our show, we start with the opening right. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of the struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present is received, and the future is open. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank you for all your support. I want to thank Cheryl Gordon Love for having my back this week, because the queen, Elisa Gabrielle, got her feet kicked up this week, enjoying herself in her overdue vacation as she's been needed. So we want to wish her best. Hope that she is enjoying herself. Hope her pink toes is kicked up and she is doing well. So, as usual with our format, we're going to start with current events. But in case anybody want to call in later about this interesting hot topic that we have tonight, feel free to call in at 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. 929-477-3213. When I see you come up, I'm going to ask you if you want to speak or if you want to listen. So, right about now, the topic for tonight, in case you want to know, is why wives cannot satisfy their husbands. So, without further ado, as we always do each week on the Great Zach Tate Show, is our opening right. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of the struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present is received, and the future is open. Shalom to everybody. God bless you. Assalamu alaikum. Praise Jesus. Thank everybody for tuning in and watching our show. First, we want to start with some current events. Then we got to talk about how we're going to pay these bills. Then we're going to get into our show. So, first and foremost, I want to say rest in peace to Prodigy, one half of Mobb Deep, the infamous Mobb Deep rap group out of Queensbridge. Many of y'all knew him as Prodigy. I knew him as Albert Johnson. However, he made great music in his years, and he passed away from complications of sickle cell. To my understanding, he died in the same hospital as Tupac. And don't quote me on that. Do not quote me on that. However, what is interesting about his death, for all you conspiracy theorists, is Prodigy's next album was strictly dedicated to unveiling the invention of the Illuminati, which is an elite group of individuals who control the world. There are seven families who possess more wealth than half of the people on this planet. Those people are the shot callers. And these Illuminati, which is referred to as the Illuminated Ones, my boy Troy is watching, he's an expert on it, they tend to control the strings of people who have power and influence in society because they got all the money. So Havoc's whole project that's coming out was dedicated to unmasking a lot of that, educating the masses, speaking to us about how to wake up and stop being distracted, and now he's dead. Coincidence? Something for you to think about. Why would somebody need a rapper dead? Well, generally when rappers become very conscious and stop talking buffoonery and stop talking about stuff that's aiding to our destruction, for some reason they end up dead. Coincidence? I don't know. But it would behoove me to not mention that fact, because on the Great Zach Tate Show, what we discuss is everything nobody else want to talk about. We highlight the facts. We tell you our truth as we know it. And you can take it and leave it. If you don't like it, cut your screen off, cut your radio off, don't tune in. So today, it is very coincidental that Prodigy, who has been battling sickle cell his whole life, all of a sudden died from it as soon as he decides he wants to expose the Illuminati and make a whole entire album about it. So that's in this week's news. Also in this week's news, a Milwaukee ex-cop, Dominique Hegan Brown, was also found not guilty. That's, I believe, the second officer who had a body cam on, and with his body cam demonstrated how he assassinated an unarmed black person or a black person who had the right to carry a firearm. So what do we do about police killing unarmed people? First and foremost, we educate ourselves with police policy. Officers what not to do, but to film them and hold them accountable and sue their butts off as crazy. The other thing is, protests cannot constantly be peaceful. Protest has to be alarming. I'll let you interpret what that means. So we do, we get more blacks on the force, understanding their duty when they get on the force, and we do not allow juries to just be one type of people when these individuals protest in front of the officer's house. You want to riot at his house. You want an issue, go to the courts, make sure if the jury is stacked, you have an objection to get it, against it. Contact your elected official, allow them to get insight into the incident and learn what is your objections, why you have these issues, and how these things impact people by the millions, because it kind of gives the police are okay to continue to kill us when we are unarmed and even cooperating. We are still getting shot on the floor, both hands up, totally defenseless and still getting shot. More than 274 people were murdered by the police and they were not committing a crime. They were unarmed and were killed and has been no convictions. Come on, what are we going to do? We're going to act like we don't know this is going on. My issue as well as the NRA member is the NRA has a policy that we should all have the fundamental right to bear arms based on our constitutional rights. This young man, black man, legally had a weapon in his car with his girlfriend and his baby. He informed the officer that he had a weapon. He never reached for the weapon. He told the officer he has a concealed carry permit. Officer murdered him. Why didn't the NRA come out against these officers? Why? Because of politics. That's why. Why? Because there are not enough black people who are involved with the NRA. There's not enough black people taking their kids to the gun range. There are not enough black people buying weapons. Why? I have the slightest idea. I don't know why. I know 12-year-old white boys are getting ammunition, learn how to shoot, learn how to kill, learn how to shoot their first buck, deer, boar, bird, pigeon. That whole thing still has me in my feelings. Exactly. So it is amazing to me how we allowed it to continue to go on. We say nothing about it, and we expect to just be quiet. So get armed, get informed, get legally armed, learn how to use a gun. Yes, on Periscope, someone, Cheryl said that I want a gun for myself. You should learn how to protect yourself. Because let me tell you why guns are necessary, which is next week's show, The Necessity of Guns in America. So the reason why this is necessary is because when a handful of families control the economy, at any time, those people can stop the banks from functioning. If the banks don't function, the stock market crash, if we have a natural disaster and no one has access to their cash to buy food, to buy gas, I never understood why everybody run to the gas station when there's storms and natural disasters. Where are you going? The whole place is locked down. When you run, what you need a car? Where are you going? So people rush to buy food, water, supplies, so on and so forth. If martial law is created by the elite who control the military and the police, and they declare that there's martial law and these stores are going to be locked down and these supermarkets are going to be locked down, the pharmacy, for those of you who are dependent on medication, is going to be locked down, then it's going to be total anarchy. I've seen it from simple Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy, how people flip and get down to their basic necessities and how they will rob, rape, pillage, and try to purge as many people as possible because they are left to believe that supplies are in low, or supplies are low. So now, if there's total anarchy and somebody's knocking on your door, kicking in your door for the food or the gas or the oil or whatever resources you have in your household, or even eating you, what are you going to do to protect your family? Can't call the cops because there ain't no cops. Won't be no cops. They'll be home with their own family. Let's look at 9/11. Let's look at Katrina. Let's look at Sandy. Let's look at when things are locked down and people are told to stay in the house and stay home, how people get hysterical. So what are you going to do? Some of my Christian brothers are saying that they don't pick up weapons and they're going to trust in the Lord. Well, let me tell you something. You trust in the Lord, but you lock your car. You trust in the Lord, but you lock your front door. You trust in the Lord, you cock your gun back. Great Zach Tate said so. So if you have the right to bear arms, what is stopping you? You afraid? What are you afraid of? You got kids? Put a lock on them. Learn about the weapon. Learn how to defend yourself. Because white people do it from the age of 11. They do it from the minute a child can hold a rifle. We've seen videos where a young girl was 7 years old and turned with an Uzi in her hand and killed the instructor. At 7 years old, what are you doing to possess your children how to bear arms and kill something? Why? They are preparing them. Ain't going to be no race war. Let's get that straight. We are a small minority in this country, and these people are cocked and armed to the teeth. Some people, who they call rednecks, I don't call them rednecks. I'll just say certain white people from a certain persuasion make sure they buy a gun every single year. They put to the side $500 to buy a gun every single year. Little Billy, little Andy, they got rifles at 11 and 12 years old. So, about that further next year, next week, the necessity for guns. That is the issue on the Great Zach Tate Show next week. So, what else is going on in news? The GOP, which is the grand old party, the Republican Party, which I used to be a member of before Bush Jr. got in office, the senators of the Republican Party are working on a health care bill in secret. It is so much of a secret, they are letting the news know and other senators know you're not allowed in these sessions. It's secret. So a secret meeting is to determine what poor people get in health care. All the other senators are locked out. If that don't show you that people are controlling this country, I don't know what else can be put in your face to understand who is in control and financially. So, Party, the heads of the Republican Party, has met in secret, locked out all Republican senators, and told them, when we are done with revising Obama's health care bill, we'll give it to y'all and support it. God bless America, I tell you. So you have to consider, when these things take place and it's put in front of you directly that these things are being held in secret, you better believe you don't care about your input or what you have to say. You better believe your health care cost is going up if you are poor. You better believe if you have elderly parents like I do, I got four of them to take care of, that medication is going to squeeze your pockets. Okay, next. Congrats to Jay-Z and Beyonce for the birth of their twins. Still don't know if they're boys or girls. I heard they was boys. Who knows? Do we really care? I don't know. But congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce on the birth of their twin. Lastly, the Tupac movie. Tupac movie is being slammed by Jada Pinkett Smith. Also, somebody tell me if you're on Facebook Live or if you're on Periscope or part of your conversation calling in, let me know if the movie was any good. From what I see in the previews, it's just an addition to the Biggie movie, and they will not be getting a dime of my money. Going to hook up this Roku box, put the Cody on, and maybe get around to watching it. So that is all in our current events. We like to get a shout-out to the people that are supporting us. If you want to put an ad in for the Great Tactics Show that runs for 30 days, okay. Thank you. Jay-Z and Beyonce had a boy and a girl, so now they got two girls and a boy. Woo-wee. They in trouble. So, if you'd like to put an ad on the Great Zach Tate Show, feel free to call 929-244-9460. That's 929-244-9460. Or you can go to the Great Zach Tate Show at gmail.com. Leave your ad, your interest. We'll show you how to pay. You can also go to EliteGaming.com. Also, if you want to support the Great Zach Tate Show, you can go to our GoFundMe page. It's called GoFundMe. As much as you want to really educate and reach the masses. Another way that you can support this show is by Amazon and books right here. Any one of these books, your great page of all forms of social, just download. Kindle is free. You can still download it. We still make a couple cents off it. We appreciate all your support. Share on your page, tell a friend, and tell a friend. We thank you very much. Okay. People that are putting in our ads are the girls up at Dimple Style in the Bronx, Dimple Salon, 233 Avenue. That's at Dimple Style on social media. At Beyond Fab Mo on social media, at Glorious underscore Gorge here, at Seuss Style, that's H-S-T-Y-L-E-Z. Also, Koozie, graphic designer for K-O-O-Z-I-A-S.com and Koozie Arts LLC on social media for all your graphic design and stuff. So, we'll be right back. On the show, wives cannot satisfy their husband. Right after this short break, let me get myself together and pay homage to
around while the sun's out, we supposed to man. Change and grow a day like it right. You're like, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop mom growing, I make the blood to any act of the action. I ain't come to max. Use it slow up. Trying to speak the gun language. What is really with that though? It ain't banging. You hooked on barphonic. Infamous chronic. Flying to the pop doors like you got it. You ain't a while and out for it. Slow up. In the club, happy rapping now. The years from the raw cut. Having it OG because it's never enough. It's the real. Hang down to my feet, bang, glass, shake. Diamonds and before the bang, dude. Like me, homie. Are you the same, dude? Going through the motion. Hold it. Long down my pants. fans leg limping. Killing me, still living. Even my mom school taught me how to when I was seven. Yo. I used to be crazy. I couldn't even look because the loud sound used to scare me. I love my mom for that.
So we are back on the Great Zach Tate Show. Phone number to call in is 929-477-3213. I am running the dispatch myself this week, so I'll be clicking on to see if you would like to speak or add your 2 cents. The name of the show is Why Wives Cannot Satisfy Their Husbands. So if you're on Periscope, invite somebody. You're on Facebook Live, invite somebody. I don't even know how you do that on Facebook Live, but invite somebody. Because the relationships, what we have to understand in the communities is that the most important invention known to man is the black woman. Society, by and large, the entire human race came by way of a African woman. Akabulian, whatever you want to call them. Kemet, whatever you want to call them. So the woman lives in a land where it is taught that she is the helpmate of the man. What is the nature of the man historically, currently, is one who is born with a base nature, who is led by his woman, his culture, and his desires, along with his faith. A man, by nature, is one who is created to possess millions of sperm cells. So if a person lined up an entire stadium of fertile women, and a man had one, and that ejaculation had to be separated and further put into these fertile women, it means that this one man has the ability to impregnate 30,000, 40,000, up to a million women from one tablespoon of sperm. A woman who, when becomes fertile, has the inability to reproduce ovaries and months. The very moment she is fertile, she has an atomic blast that goes through her entire body that is preparing her to be 9 months later. Her milk ducts and her breasts begin to form immediately. Her uterus starts to contract immediately. Her body starts to prepare for the birth of this multiple children, offspring. Man has the ability to go all day, every day, from woman to 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 woman and fertilize more. It is not man who has done this. This is not an invention of man. Medical procedure that was done to be able. It is direct evidence that the creator of designed man to multiply and fill the planet with more offspring. It is obvious by our genetic code that a man was for one woman. But you're not going to hear the polygamy argument from me tonight. I'm actually not going to talk about polygamy, which is a topic that I love so over there. I'm just going to stick to the facts. In the culture from the Khmer Akibulian African woman throughout, well, keep this in mind when I say African. I'm talking about Upper Asia and Lower Asia, Asia Major, Asia Minor, that's China, into Asia, along with Africa all together, because that's what it was. So historically, these cultures never subscribed to one man, to one woman. The numbers, there was not going to be women in a village who was not going to be fulfilled in a femininity by having children. It is not until the European pilgrims came to America, when they tried to decrease the population of the Africans that were here, who were called Africans, that this one man to one wife policy took place to cut down the population of the African. So they wrote it, rewrote the Bible in 1611 by King James, and ran with this whole one woman to one man thing. But you're not going to hear a polygamy argument out of me tonight. So now, in the modern era, we have come to a point in the Black and Latino, which I really don't like using because it was just one different stop on the small amount of slave ships that was moving. We are all from African descent. Nevertheless, to be politically correct, I would say, in the modern era, we have lost examples based on media manipulation of what a Black family is supposed to look like. The one man who historically shaped, reshaped, and remolded the Black man and his family has recently been persecuted and trying to put in jail for 30 years at an old age, which is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby demonstrated what a real Black family would be like rather than Good Times, the hood, or that fathers wasn't around. Bill Cosby, all of a sudden, under attack, back when he was trying to buy NBC so he could do all programming to change the perception of people so that they could no longer be oppressed. Well, it came all the way up to the modern era when he's under attack again because he was getting ready to get off. Never before he died. Okay, so with all that, how and why in the modern era does a man function? So what does man mean? Man means mentality. Man means that this male has reached a certain mentality where he understands what his obligation is in this planet and how to add on. It is through his woman that together they form the greatest understanding. And that understanding is love. And love, the Constitution, the power elite says, we want you to register your love so that we can keep track of you and afford you certain benefits and take some away from you if you fill out papers in a state court and have a marriage. Why does the church and the state have to combine for holy matrimony? Simply because there is a record of it. And when there is a record of it, they have the ability to track you, tax you, and manipulate your situation based on the information that you provide. That is called a marriage contract, marriage license. Do you need a license to get married? So that they can tax you, and so that they can track you, and so that they can remove certain benefits and give you a handful to motivate you. The ceremony between man and woman and declaring their love and exchanging vows does not need to include the state. Sorry for the interruption. So Some people don't really know at this time. They like to call. So what happens if people get married, have this contract? What I asked my queen the other day, she was studying, right? She's in her book studying. I said, that license you're trying to get, how long would it last you? She said, a few years. I said, how many years do you study for your marriage? So she started smiling. She's like, right? And that's the same question that I have for women and men who are idealistic and talk about forever, ever, forever, ever. If you are married and you're looking for forever, how is it that you have done no study for something that is an institution? Okay. So what is married? Marriage. Traditional marriage for 18 years. Marriage, to my definition, is theoretically impossible to fulfill. It is of nature because you are constantly sacrificing every single day for someone else's benefit. Generally, in order for you to create a greater experience in your life, the way you sacrifice so that you can benefit. So now, for you to sacrifice and compromise and bend over backwards every single day for someone else to benefit sounds very strange. But that is what marriage entails. It is the hardest work you may possibly do besides parenting. It may be the hardest work you ever encounter, because the more the person grows and the more you grows, the situation changes. And when the situation changes, the relationship changes. And anytime you're in a relationship and situations change, you have to be able to be informed in order to adjust. You're either informed by your spouse or by your circumstances. As Sandra Spencer is saying on Facebook Live, it is a daily ongoing study according to the needs and desires of your spouse, which can change without any, at a whim, at a drop of the dime, without any information, any warning, or what have you. Also, here's a major issue with marriage. As the male's nature, his nature is to be savage. His nature is to hunt and gather and collect and take what he wants. Now, in his nature, you are asking him to suppress his desires and his fears. So in many marriages, the wife or the husband does not know their spouse. They do not know what is hidden. Individuals don't like to their perversions, their sexual proclivities, in fear of being judged, especially for a black man. Hey, baby, I got the need for you to sit on my chest and piss on me. Oh, my God, you nasty bastard. Where you get? Now he's getting judged. Now he's running. Now he's shut down. Now he's afraid to express himself. So he runs around and goes out and get it elsewhere, and it's scandal and it's taboo and there's all this other stuff going on, and then they end in a divorce. There are not simple conversations that are not being held. So if you create a marriage from this, the wife is going in with what is called an unrealistic expectation, as I always talk about in relationships, because this is the number one thing that ends relationships. Realistic expectations. Expecting somebody to satisfy you when they don't even know what your desires are. They don't even know who you really are. They don't even know how you think. Your wife thinks you're going to work all the time and you having a whole separate family, a whole separate life going on, and you don't want nobody to know and don't think it's ever going to come out. Why? Because your desires is not being met at home. You need a variety. You need constant stimulation. Your wife was skinny when you met her. She had babies. She changed. You're not into a heavy girl. The wife is heavy, and then she decides she want to get skinny. You ain't into skinny girl, but that's your wife. You give her what I call in my household, the husband answer. Oh, you want the husband answer, baby? My queen always says no. However, I know women don't like the truth, can't handle the truth, because the truth is that we are savages. We are savages. So why do we even have this conversation? Because anytime a group of men get together who are married, these are the conversations you have. When I tell these men, have you told your wife this? Man, you crazy? You trying to get me killed? You trying to get me kicked out the house? Certain things she don't need to know. I'm the fool that go to my queen with these issues. Yo, that's what I'm... And I deal with it. So be it, because I create my understanding. But this is not about me. This is about husbands who are crying out, who are desperately internally needing to say certain things to their spouses about why they can't be satisfied. If you have a difference of opinion and you have never called the show before, feel free to call or 929-477-3213. That's 929-477. To give us your opinion on how husbands could be satisfied or why they are not satisfied. So here's a list of why they're not satisfied. First and foremost, their sexual language is not being spoken to them. I was asked on this week, do all men cheat? No, some men are not even sexually capable of satisfying one woman, much less satisfying many others. To blow a woman's mind is exactly that. It starts between the ears, not between the legs. On Facebook Live, they said some of that has to do with the husband's nature, not the wife's inability to please. Some men, no matter how much you adjust, they're never going to be satisfied. I don't believe that is true. That doesn't mean it's not true. I just don't believe it's true. Because here's why. A man is more than just physical, psychological. He's spiritual. What is your husband's spiritual language? What is your husband's psychological language? What is your husband's sexual language? Let me give you an example of each. Your husband's sexual language is that he likes two women in bed at all times. He had that experience. That's what he loves, and that's what he wants. He doesn't know how to approach you with it. When he suggested, you shut down, deny him, or say no. You think his desire is going to stop? No, it's not. It's not going to stop. Oh, the other thing, your husband finds your girlfriend attractive. You think he can tell you that? All the messages that your girlfriend sent is that she wants to be a part of the family. That's another income, that's another woman, but you're not going to hear a polygamy argument out of me tonight. Your husband can't come home and tell you that. What is your husband's spiritual language? His spiritual language is that he needs peace on a daily basis to have his space, his man cave, his me time, his away with the boys. Something like that. But what do? As a wife, you stop him from having his me time, his time with his boys, because you smother him and believe that all his extra time should be spent with him. You want to know why your husband don't have no friends? You are the reason why he doesn't have any friends. You can say all day, oh, he's antisocial, or he don't have time for nobody. No, it's you. A wife has the ability to destroy her man based on her lack of actions or her actions and words. Psychology of your husband. He's a business owner. He's a dreamer. He's a mover. He's a shaker. You have the type of woman out there who, if your husband says, I want to build a pyramid, she says, let me go get the cement. You have other wives that a husband come home, I want to build a pyramid. All right, baby, good luck. I'm your biggest fan. That ain't support. That ain't backing. That ain't riding. That ain't shooting in the gym with him. Shooting in the gym is when Kobe got the ball and he's shooting. When the ball comes through the net, the wife is grabbing it and pushing that ball to him. She's into what he's into to propel his dreams, his goals, and his desires. That is his psychological makeup. When a woman appeals to a man's psyche, he don't even want to think about cheating. when a woman appeals to his sexual desire. Let me give you an example. Here's how you can appeal with a man's sexual desire without having sex. It is exactly what side chicks do and how they get in. You cannot infiltrate. No one can infiltrate if a wife concentrates. One more time. Another woman cannot infiltrate if a wife concentrates on her husband and her marriage. But it's just so much work. And this is what they're supposed to be warned about before the marriage. If you have a difference in opinion, 929-477-3213. Sexually speaking, you have to know what is his desires. You must try new things. You must at some time be one of the fellas, like me and my queen always talk about. A lot of people love each other, but they don't like each other. You got to know how to like and love each other and see through the fraudulence of it. You have to be willing to put in the work. Yes, it is constant, daily, everlasting work as long as you want to be with somebody else. The other reason wives can't satisfy the husband is because the husband is stuck in this adolescent fantasy where he's continuously comparing the wife to the best woman he ever had. The problem with women is they believe because that woman is his ex, didn't make her the best. No. The reason she's the ex is because he did something or she did something that they couldn't see past. They didn't get counseling. They didn't stick it through. They didn't hang out. They gave up on the situation. As far as he's concerned, he had the best. What is the best? He goes to the shower. He comes out. As soon as she see him going to the shower, she throw the towel into the dryer. As soon as his water stopped, the hot towel is drying him off. His food is shared. He ain't got a cook. His ideology and psychology is that it is a woman's job. Just like her psychology might be, it's a man's job to take out the garbage, fix the light bulb, fix the plumbing, or anything else. You have to understand what is the psychological makeup of your spouse. Another reason is that when he's comparing, he's saying every day, she don't know how to do this, she don't do that. It's unhealthy. Husbands, you will drive yourself crazy trying to compare the woman you with the woman you had. Love the woman you with based on what she do, accept her and her shortcomings. How do you deal with your desires not being met? I cannot tell you. That is a conversation you have to have with your spouse or with somebody more professionally inclined. I don't know. Because all I know is all husbands I know is a bunch of selfish bastards, and that's our nature. That does not mean they all cheat. But if they distracted in video games and hobbies and they ain't never around and got time to be husbands, oh well. The other thing is relationships. If a husband has never witnessed, yes, Daniel, they both need the teamwork. But here's, I'm glad you brought that up on Facebook Live. So what is a team? This is the biggest problem when people say that they are in relationships and they are a team. See, teams, strategic, at least professional teams, the ones that's best at it, teams sit down and they organize before the season starts what are their needs to win a championship. They evaluate their needs, and you know what they do? They make trades. They get rid of certain people in order to bring other people to bring their agenda. Wives, you got to get rid of, you got to trade out certain conservative things you say you won't do. You got to trade out certain mindsets that you have on certain issues. You got to trade out and get rid of certain perceptions, certain proclivities, certain apprehensions. You got to trade out for the team. And husbands, you should do the same, because it's going to be a show on how to be a better husband. It's going to be one of them shows. But since we're talking about why wives cannot satisfy their husbands, the issues that evolve, and what is going on, it is important that if you say you're a team, you run around all the time using "we a team," then look at and do what teams do. They create a strategy. They say, what is our financial agenda for the next 90 days? What is our love agenda for the next 90 days? You can take a message out of my book. I ask my wife, at least my queen, at least every 4 weeks, is there something I can do to be a better husband? Why? Because my mentality is, I'm going to be the best you ever had. Ever had. After me, you're going to have a hard time replacing me. Why? Because this is my last shot at ultimate love and everything else that comes with it. Also, we have children, which is my next topic. When you are married and you become mother and father, your situation has changed. You have someone else or others to consider. When are you making time? When is your staycation? When is your long walks? When is your time to fight, fuss, argue, and then come back and make up? When do you tell the children, who are parasites and bloodsuckers and will drain you of all things, because that's how we raise our children? When will you tell your children, sit down, take a break, you on the sideline, because me and my husband have to create a strategy for our team? When does the wife say, I'm ready to be on the team and be an assistant coach or the head coach? The ball, I'm going to be the coach, and we're going to win together. The problem is, a lot of wives in the stands, husband out there on the field, nothing happening. Because that husband needs a coach. That husband needs his. Now let me get to the cheerleading part. Women, you seduce your husband with words. You captivate him with words. What is between your legs is as common as raindrops in a thunderstorm. It is nothing that your mouth, your vagina, can do to a man that makes him say, I am staying with this forever. But when you are using your mouth and your vagina and your words on top of that, you will captivate his mind. So how do you stimulate your man sexually without being in the bedroom? It is called the art of seduction. It's an art that has, forget it, or my strong, independent black women say, no, the men need to do this. The men need to do this. The men need to do that. You must, as Massey is saying on Facebook, Mark, stimulate out and out. Put a note. No, that's another show, Romance 101. Put a note in his pocket. Send him a sexy text. This dress-up thing, I have counseled the husbands, the council of husbands. I've spoken to them. The ambassador and prime minister to husbands, I've spoken to them. They said to tell you, throwing the wig on is the same body, is the same act. And ain't nothing better than vagina than brand new vagina. And you know how you create brand new vagina? You stimulate his mind with words. You touch his body. You touch his mind. You stimulate his spirit and his sexual desires by letting him know you are willing to do the most dirtiest, disgusting, and nastiest things on this planet, because I am talking to wives. Another thing I had with a brother, he told me to make sure I mention, and I'm going to mention this. Let's get this straight. Christian wives and Muslim wives. It is in the Quran It is in the Bible that when you and your husband marry, you become one, and all that you need to do to please him is out and sanctify as husband and wife. It is not sodomy. Is it fair to believe that a relationship can be successful without sodomy? That is your business for you and your wife to discuss. None of my business. You have to decide, this is what I like to do. Some women are conservative, and when you are conservative, have that conversation before you get married. Ask him, what is your expectation? Yes, sit down and read to him. Well, that might be a little bit complicated because two of y'all, Black Ink and Have and Have Nots and Scandal and everything. You know, push and input into your husband, not your marriage, your husband, and filling him up. He will be satisfied. There will be no need, because if you concentrate, no one else can infiltrate. He will lose desire. Guilt will fill him. When he constantly, okay, here's another thing. 929-477-3213. You only got a few more minutes. I got 8 minutes. If you got something to say, call in. Mr. Massey says, my desire, and it pleased myself through her. We are one. When she is whole, satisfied, I won't worry if she desires to do the same for me. I just, amen. So the thing is this, when a husband says something, it's not a complaint. Remove the word complaint from your marriage. Replace it with a heads up. He has told you once, he has told you twice, he has told you three times, he's going to give up. He's giving you a heads up. So when you find, how could you? You don't respect me. Phil and somebody steal it. So why does he pick somebody close to you? Pick somebody close to you because if you approve of that woman, then you're his better part and you have the best judgment. So she must be okay. She must be right. It's safer. It's absurd. I know it sounds crazy. But so does the act of compromising every day for someone else's benefit, because that's what a marriage is. It's crazy. So how do you satisfy your husband? And the reason why on the Great Zach Tate Show as we wrap up, the reason why wives are not satisfying their husband is because of their communication. Everybody has a love language, and they're not speaking. They get tired, they get old, and they don't admit it. Fantasies about how in the work. It is important for you to understand that a man may think about sex more than 100 times a day. Christian, Muslim, prophet, evangelist, I don't care what it is. That sexual desire is one of the strongest forces on earth. You know why? Because God created it. God created it so that we can multiply and fill this planet. He created a species to multiply continuously, and that is the man. How do you stop his need for variety? You either tire him out or fill his brain with so much stimulation, no one else appeals to him that way. All men don't cheat. All men don't flirt. And here's another thing. If he do flirt, leave him alone. Flirting ain't sex. Let that man be a man. Let his nature out. This thing about why you looking at her and why you didn't know. What you need to do is say, hey, babe, she got a nice butt on her. Because you're keeping it real. And when you're keeping it real and you're his buddy, the same and similar conversations he had with his homeboys, he can have with you. He's going to lose his desire for homeboys. Trust me. So understand your power. Understand your purpose, women. Understand that you are the greatest invention in this universe. It is you who has held us down in every war, rebellion, and any form of progress. The entire Underground Railroad was Black Liberation Army, Black Panthers, anything you name it, was the women. The greatest civilization was controlled by Nefertiti, Isis, Sheba. You name it, it's the woman. And neglecting your power and use that power on your husband, your helpmate, your other half, your better half. Understand how to use your power to soothe, satisfy, compliment, and protect your husband as the woman who creates a greater man. And when you create a greater man, you have created a greater father. And when you have created a greater father, you have created a great generation. It's just that simple. Know your men. Stop being lazy. You single women that's bashing us all the time. Let me say this before we have to go. A man meets a woman and gets her pregnant. He gets married. When he marries her, he says, I want her to have her name. I want to do the right thing. Y'all criticize him for marrying. When his desires are not met, you criticize him for cheating. When his sexuality is not met, you criticize and condemn him. You never want to understand. You take this selfish position that is all about you. My only advice is this to all women watching this, listening to this, playing this back. My only advice is this. If your man makes you better and he is the greatest thing you have ever had, it is only right that you do the greatest things you have ever done for that man, to that man, and with that man. This is Great Zach Tate. We are on the Great Zach Tate Show. That is my reasons why wives can't satisfy their husbands. I don't know why y'all intimidated about calling in. Nobody's going to attack you. I am dying for a sister to straighten my butt out if I am wrong. Possibility I am right. However, I don't need to be right. I don't need to be liked. I just need to be understood. That is all I am asking. That I am understood for the sake of our population. Because our relationship is in a crisis. It is the reason why boys are sagging. It is the reason why boys and girls don't know their sexual identity. And the minute that husbands and wives start pulling it together, you have generations is going to benefit from that. So that is all I have to say on why wives cannot satisfy their husbands. Stay tuned in 2 weeks of what husbands need to do to satisfy their wives. Next week's show is the necessity for guns in North. We'll be going into the history of guns. Why is necessary, why it isn't necessary, the future of it, the constitutional right, who benefits from it, who doesn't. We'll be talking about guns, gun control, to whom, and to whom. This is the Great Zach Tate Show. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabrielle Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life Real Faith Network on blogtalkradio.com.